Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, Wumi.
Welcome to your podcast, hope.
It's good to be here again. You got any entrepreneur updates? New releases, events, collaborations, and shit? You got a lot of new customers. We gave out bracelets with a lot of Zen and Jot orders.
Can you just go? Because I don't...
You're not ready?
No.
Okay, cool. It's intermission. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't have any updates. My store's still not open. I am really...
Update. My store is not open.
Honestly, I am really... I'm working through how I feel about everything. I believe that our true character is shown. See, look, John, I'm praying for you and this journey. I am so transparent with these people. But I believe that our true character is shown with how we deal with adversity and how we behave when nobody is looking.
How do you behave?
With adversity or when nobody's looking?
Adversity.
I sit back and I observe, and I am proud of myself. Every day that I wake up, I want to curse people out. I want to ask, what the fuck is up with this? What the fuck's up with this? What's the status? Why did I pay for this? Where's my return on investment? Like, all these things. I wake up and I want to do all of that.
And I feel like that's okay.
And that's why I don't call you all the time when I feel like that.
Because I feel like I want the answers.
So I have to sit and I have to think through it because, you know, he'll never listen to this, but my contractor is on a journey of his own. And I find myself being more, having to be more compassionate to his journey to just get this done. So wilding out and acting fucking crazy is not going to get this done. I just have to understand that I'm not going to be in control of every situation. I feel like this situation that I am in right now, this season, is humbling me. And it's making sure I'm humble enough to receive what will come in the next season. I choose to believe that. Because if I don't choose to believe that, I'm going to wow the fuck out on everybody. And that's not necessary. So I'm being taught patience. I'm being taught humility. And I won't even say my control issues are making me feel blah, blah, blah. I really thought this morning I did some journaling. And I decided I needed to put some respect on what I call my control issues. My control issues aren't actually control issues. They are my standards. And they have gotten me to where I am, and they will help propel me forward. So I can't kind of just degrade them into that. I have to just know that they are standards and that they matter and that they're here for a reason. Keep me lifted.
How do you feel?
pretty okay. That's it. Every day, it's just that fucking emoji with the shit is just like this melting.
That melting emoji.
That's my whole. It's my autobiography. It's the best emoji. How are you doing?
That's what I'm about to say. When people are like, "Hey, what's going on?" Melt. I am melting. It's just still trying to smile. It's the melting emoji. It's the upside down smile emoji.
Bitch, that upside down smiley face emoji.
It's the side eye emoji, but not like the not the iPhone eyes. The side eye.
Woman, you are rude. I never use that.
And you know, this is my favorite one. This one with the crooked ass mouth. This is
that was your number
can
one.
Can I tell you what I call this one?
What?
The Bobby Brown mouth emoji.
All right, mommy.
Oh, I could call it the Chris Brown mouth emoji now. Have you seen that motherfucker in like interviews?
No, what does he have? Drugs mouth or something?
Chris Brown is on something. That motherfucker, his mouth won't stay still.
Are you serious?
His mouth will not.
What are you doing with your life that you're looking at Chris Brown on the news?
That's a great question. What is Womie doing with her life? That's a great question. Maybe somebody can answer. Somebody can answer. Womie can't answer it for you. So somebody can answer.
Womie,
I don't have an answer for you.
You just told me about how Chris Brown holds his mouth in interviews. And I just... Oh my god. Okay, so my upcoming release is we just had a really fun one called The Prototype for Pink Cashmere. For all the Pink Cashmere girls, I'm just trying to get us outside of this box and experiment with Pink Cashmere across the fragrance wheel. This new release is called We Back Outside.
Oh.
We Outside
is coming out Friday.
Yeah, We Outside is a lot of fun. It's gonna be a mini one because it's the off week. But excuse me. The We Outside samplers are really doing well, and they honestly make a lot of sense. Like, I get consistent feedback. I've never gotten feedback from anyone that said, "Hey, bitch, this shit don't work. I'm still getting bit up." So the lemongrass paired with the various popular scents is a thing, and it does work. Because strangely enough, the people that give feedback, positive or negative, have given positive feedback about it.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, okay, we can keep doing it. We can keep doing it. Because you guys don't hold your tongue. And if it sucks, you're going to let me know. So We Back Outside takes it to the next level. And in this release, I am coming directly for the neck of Skin So Soft. Because, and it's just like, you know, when we know better, we do better. Avon is cool. Avon has done a lot of things. However, Alex recommended that I make it into an insect repellent spray for the body, like the lemongrass blends. So what I've got is an 8-ounce spray bottle. So spray yourself, your kids, everybody. Right?
Oh, bitch.
And so...
So you want to smell good and keep them...
Yeah, smell good and keep them off of you. Yeah.
Bitch.
Remember when I had the lemongrass on something we did the other day? Oh, at Bree's thing. I had it only on my thigh because it was in the car. And they bit me everywhere but my thigh.
Also, y'all, she had on shorts. No, she had on a romper. And she only sprayed her thighs. She did not spray the lower part of her leg because I guess it didn't occur to her.
I was just in a car just grabbing stuff, so things happen.
Do you feel like that explains it? Okay. The point is, she did an experiment and she didn't even realize that's what she was doing.
Yep. So we back outside. We back outside and we have got a full-on spray situation for yourself and your children. If your children are sensitive to fragrance, then we'll do Grass is Greener, which is simply...
Grass is Greener is good.
It is. Lavender essential oil from the Carolina Lavender Farm and lemongrass essential oil from down the street at Browns Market. Smells great. Keeps the mosquitoes off your ass. So we'll do that. Anything else coming down the pike? No. everything else going on. I'm going to wait. I have learned from Beyonce.
Beyonce? Oh, bitch. The 29th is this week.
Yeah.
Are we prepared?
I'm very prepared.
Are you really prepared, or are you prepared for what you want to hear?
Wumi, I have super title.
What does that mean?
I'm always prepared for Beyonce.
You weren't prepared for this drop, for that last song that she dropped. You ain't like it.
I mean, are we talking about preparation, or are we talking about enjoyment? I'm prepared. I've got super title. So
what is super title?
The highest possible title subscription you can have.
What does that mean? And how does that make you more prepared?
Because Beyonce has a vested... Oh, I have a real answer. She has a vested interest in title. So title is getting everything first. They're getting any bonuses. Like, that's the whole point of having title.
How does whatever super title is, how does having that make you more prepared for her drop?
I'm going to get everything.
So you think that you wouldn't get... I'm not doing this later. I'm not doing this with you.
You don't know what it's like to experience a Beyonce drop on Tidal? You have Tidal, right?
Yes, I have Tidal.
Yeah. You won't get it on regular person terms. You'll get it on Tidal terms. That's preparedness.
So... If you have a subscription to Tidal, don't you get it?
Yeah.
So does having a whatever you call super title?
Super title is just, I call it super title because it's whatever the highest thing is, right? And so if it's better sound, if it's 20 minutes before.
I'm so sorry I asked. What's next?
You did it. Okay. I'll tell you what's next. Do you have some challenges or successes? What do you got?
I don't.
The floor is yours.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Remember, okay, so the last time we recorded, I was saying that I was going to a class. The class got canceled.
Damn, for real?
But I am still looking for more classes. I want to learn. This is not about entrepreneurship. I feel like I'm going to go back to school.
Come on. I want to go too. What are you taking? Forensic psychology?
I feel like it's law school.
That's exciting. You needed to do it. You needed to do it. All you do is judge. Go to law school. Go to law school. Follow your dreams. God wants this for you.
One of my coworkers was out of the office. He was like, hey, there's something going on upstairs. Can you go get me some, like, the paperwork or whatever they're handling, they are handing out. And I go,
it's called evidence.
No, it's not called evidence.
Discovery, sorry.
No.
Legal words.
Shut up.
Okay.
So I went up there and come to find that this speech or whoever was presenting that day, fuck you, they were there presenting about law school. So I picked up booklet and a couple other, like, inserts and pamphlets for him, and then picked up a set for myself. Because it's always been there. Also, next question, please. Discomfort.
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 Can we talk about it offline?
Yes. I don't feel like I had a choice.
School. Juris doctorate. Okay. My challenges and successes are I enrolled in Canva Design School because I've been making a lot of my own labels recently. Fucking around. Oh, excuse me. Fucking around in Canva. So I started taking classes in Canva Design School so that I can put some real structure behind what I'm doing. Instead of just filling it out and going my intuition, I prefer, is there a rubric? Are there some guidelines? Is there a textbook? A glossary? Something. Jesus and Mara.
You know, I really loved those two ignorant ass Bronx Negroes. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sad that they've come to the point where they feel like they had to separate.
Yeah.
I personally do not feel like I'm not interested in either of them on their own. So I hope that they can figure something out soon and get back together. It's not going to happen. I already know that. I'm just telling you what I would like.
Did that matter, John? I don't know shit about it.
The fact that they have chosen to end the TV show, because, you know, they were on... So they have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They had a podcast.
Bodega Boys.
Yes.
And they won Showtime.
But the TV show, a late night TV show, and all of it is over.
So Sarita said, oh, here, look at her question.
How would you handle this situation if you were them? Say you both had a problem manager who poured into you from the beginning and began to bully and put down everyone around us. Imagine beads and butter blowing up and I becoming the problem. What a situation.
Not really.
I don't feel like we would be in this. I don't feel like we would have this.
But if we did.
Okay, the reason I say that is I feel like we both trust each other and each other's opinions. So even if you say something to me about someone, even if I don't feel like I see that problem that you see,
mm-hmm.
if you tell me, like, no, this is a real problem, I'm going to roll with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you feel the same way. Like,
it's true.
Wumi probably sees something that I don't see.
Why don't we just jump right into TV?
Let's go.
Okay. Okay. There was a lot of good TV we went on. Rap shit.
So we watched one episode.
Two.
Oh, on the way down on our road trip. I don't know what I think about the show yet. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. I do appreciate the fresh take on it with the social media spin. And I'm going to keep watching it. I think I'm going to watch those two episodes again, like, from home. Like, on a full TV, not the phone. Oh, yeah, because there was a whole bunch of, like, text messages that would come through on somebody's phone. And I don't know what that should say because I was watching on my phone. I can read that small, especially not while driving.
So, bitch. Bitch. We can talk about it offline.
So we'll try again. I'll try again.
But I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy this first episode.
You did not. You didn't care for it.
Because I remember asking you, how long are these episodes?
And I was like, oh, shit.
I didn't like it.
But by the end of the second one, I was like, oh my God, where's the next one? It needed to pick up.
Okay.
And it did. Because I'm on the fence with Issa. I'm like, okay, Insecure, stellar. A Black Lady Sketch Show. I wanted to.
But that wasn't her show.
She was the executive producer. So she yayed or nayed every fucking aspect of that. And she yayed it all. Everything that we saw, she was like, yay, green light.
What did she say, Nate? How many things?
It had to have been.
Did she say nay to?
Lots.
So we gotta give her
Beyonce
something.
Slash husband out with. How do I tell Robin this is not funny?
We gotta. That's what I'm saying. We gotta give her some room.
They're gonna call me a
Insecure was way too great. Awkward Black Girl was way too great.
Way too great.
We gotta give her more credit.
Way too great. Also, excuse me. Speaking of Issa, I want to back up. Excuse me, to College Hill.
What? How does he?
Fallon was on College Hill.
Who was
and
Fallon?
Fallon was on Ratchet Piece Theater. She was on College Hill for the Atlanta season, I think, or South Beach. Atlanta or South Beach? I can't remember, but I think it was Atlanta. Yes, but anyway, she was on Ratchet Piece Theater one time on, you know, just before Issa blew up. And she was dancing. You don't remember that?
No.
Okay. College Hill is the foundation for a lot of things in our culture. And I think that we need to just have an episode dedicated to College Hill. Sarita, what do you think? No?
You can go for it. I don't know shit about College Hill.
It's available
online.
Okay, so here's the thing. Sure I watched it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm glad there are people like you all that will go on road trips. Sure it is.
I watched College Hill when it came out. I do not have the interest in watching it now as an adult. I told you that.
It's a good rewatch. It's a good rewatch. That's what I think. I recommend it. And I mean, just all this nostalgia, the OG reality shows, they paved the way for everything we have now. And everything we have now is kind of, right? It's so staged. It's so like lace fronty. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I do, but I don't know that I can do College Hill. But that's what I was telling you. Like, I don't know that I can watch these clueless ass young people feel like they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can do that right now as a person twice their age.
I understand. I'll just say I enjoy the nostalgia. I enjoy just looking at the girls. Like, it was not BBLs and these are just regular, beautiful Black people. It was nice to see. It was really nice to see. There was a lot of homophobia and rape culture. Got a little rapey. It got a little rapey. I won't lie to you. Give her a shirt back. It was one girl that just needed so much attention. And she said, well, I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm always the cutest. Yeah, she said it. Her name was Bianca. And so she was like, yeah, and I love attention. So it was one night where one of the guys in the house was an Omega. And he had all the old Omegas come to the house, right? So she's getting attention. She's taking her bikini top off. So then, like, it's one too many jokes, and she wants her bikini top back. And
they refuse.
The old Omegas are like, come out the pool and get it. Because she threw it up on the clothesline. Like, she's doing all of that. So then you've got the judgmental girls that are like, well, if you didn't want that to happen, why did you take your bra, your shirt off?
So they don't want to help.
And then they didn't, because she was doing a lot, right? And this is before woke culture and consent. So everybody's like, why the fuck would you go out to the pool doing that when you're the only bitch in the pool?
Oh, God.
And you want your titties out, and you said you wanted attention. Like, you're doing that. God. So it's like, we're watching them navigate that. But what really didn't age well was like the old Omegas just, oh, you want it? Come get it. And it was on television. Things like that things like that didn't age well.
That's so awkward.
But it's interesting to just see like our roots from reality television. I mean, like the father of it all, of course, we talked about the real world, but of course, Laguna Beach too, and the Hills. This is nice to rewatch. I think we should do it. How did I get here? How did Rap Shit get? Oh, Fallon. Okay. But I enjoyed Rap Shit by the second episode. When I started to understand what was going on, I was like, okay, I see what she's doing. We might be getting an origin story for like City Girls or something similar. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So I was like, did I misspeak? Because I don't know enough about them to use them. I know they have that song, Pussy Talk, because Charlamagne kept singing it.
You still listen to
it? Back when I did.
Okay. I was going to say, what is he talking about these days?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Mm. P-Valley. P-Valley, also known as the greatest show on television. The show that they take their time with when they write it. They're not just doing anything. P-Valley is so good. Oh my God. What did you love about this week's episode? What do you love about it right now? Just go.
Well, I told you what I loved was Teek and Lil Murder and their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that Teek is not here anymore, it's Lil Murder and
grandmother Ernestine.
It's Lil Murder.
Yeah. And Lil Murder in there being a housewife, cooking and shit.
And he cooking good too. Yeah. Uncle Clifford talking about some. Oh, so this is why she not worried about my cooking?
My smothered chicken and such and such. Lil Murder is really, he's doing something for me. His character, I really hope the straights are paying attention.
You can't assume it. You can't assume that because.
But it's just, he's really speaking to the toxic masculinity.
They're not going to catch it. They're not going to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so worried about seeing a man enjoy sex with another man.
I loved it.
Let's move past that.
I love that he even asked Uncle Clifford, what are you? It was a fucked up, inappropriate question. And he flipped back, what are you?
He definitely did. But also, it kind of mirrors the conversation that was on the current College Hill with Big Slim. Is that what he goes by now?
Slim Thug.
He used to be Slim Thug.
Oh, he changed his name.
He goes by Big Slim. He doesn't want to be known as a thug anymore. He's an adult. So now he's...
I mean, can he just go by like Kevin or whatever his actual name?
Who's going to call him that?
What is his name?
Big Slim. Mm. I'm just glad he don't have them cornrows no more. I'm just going
to
say that.
I don't think the cornrows are there to be had.
They, exactly.
Yeah,
he did the right
thing. I can appreciate when black men do let go. You guys look great, bald.
Just do that. Just do that.
Make your choice.
I dated someone that had locks, and them locks was thinning. And at the time, he did not want to let them go. Eventually, he did.
He did. Do I know him?
Yep.
You got a hair girl?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't follow them.
I know, and that's what social media says. I don't know. I don't see him in person. It's not my business. Anyway, the point is the conversation between Big Slim and Big Frida is very similar to the conversation between Lil Murder,
LaMarcus, if you're nasty.
And Uncle Murder. Basically trying to come. What did I say?
Uncle Murder.
Uncle Clifford. Beverages have been had. Okay.
No.
Mind your business. But it's basically trying to come to a point of understanding. I want to understand where you are. I don't want to offend you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is. And I don't want to offend you, so I'm going to ask questions.
That's what I loved about it, because when Uncle Clifford was telling that story about how he had that pocketbook since I was 3 years old,
He said, you always like, been like that?
Yes. Because I feel like it was more so his curiosity. Like, you were always free to be
who you are.
Damn. What the fuck was I growing up in?
What did I grow up in? What am I still in? That I feel like I can't even be open with you. And I love you so much. I can't even help it.
Loves him. Because even, I think that if he had told Teek that night, like, no, I don't love him. I just love you. I don't think Teek would have killed himself. I think Teek was checking all the boxes to make sure there was nothing
for him to stay here. For.
This show is so well written. When she said, Autumn, like,
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? This is exactly what it's like talking to a young bitch. Like, what are you talking about?
With the confused face. Like, you crazy. No, bitch. I'm trying to tell you about your life, ho. I'm trying to help you get out of this bullshit.
That nigga is bad.
Woo! God.
I can't. He can't get no other roles. He is only going to be an evil, abusive white man.
Just like...
From the South.
Just like, what's his name? Light eyes, light skinned man. Oh.
Michael Ealy.
Yep.
Light eyes, light skinned man. I'm really learning your language.
Thank you.
There's a lot of light eyes, light skinned man. And none of them mean anything to you. So I really had to think.
P-Valley is such a great show.
It is.
You know, I'm definitely watching that on my TV at home again. I need to watch the full thing. I can't just watch an episode on my phone and feel like I've watched it. It's not enough. Are y'all watching The Old Man on Hulu?
No. I started one episode and I wasn't paying enough attention, I guess, because I did not find it entertaining. It's good?
It is good.
Is he dreaming when he's talking to his daughter?
No. Okay. It's going to be slow for you because you need action. And you get bored easily as far as like TV shows are
concerned. Because I'm so intelligent.
Nope.
My brain needs to be stimulated.
Nope.
You see how I edit that? Let's keep it.
Nope.
You want to adopt my narrative?
Nope.
This is what I'm talking about. Y'all need to have real friends that won't let you play games like this. It hurts, but I'm glad we're having this conversation.
That's a good show.
Okay, I'm gonna really watch it. The Chi. We're a week behind though, right? Because there was definitely an episode this week, I believe. But I didn't have Showtime on my Apple TV.
Oh, I watched it.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, catch me up.
The episode that we last saw together, I guess, was when the little girl found out she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she told Dreads that she's pregnant.
What did Dreads say?
I was very much expecting Dreads to be like, well, what you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
And that man was like, well, all right, let's go. And she was like, well, I have a life that I'm trying to prepare for. And he was like, so I don't have no say in this. So it looks like they're going to, I can get a job, take care of this baby.
Y'all, by the time you turn 30, you're going to hate each other. And that's not going to be a fun life.
It's not even going to take to 30.
All of your friends that didn't choose this are going to have great lives and destination.
Not great lives.
And you're going to
They're just going to do things all the time that you're going to feel like you're missing out on. So it's not that they really have great lives, it's that they're doing things that you can't participate in.
It's going to be a lot of grass is greener and you're going to hate going home. You got to negotiate with the kids' grandmothers. Can I go to this destination wedding?
Can I go out for the night? I want to go to the club. My friends are going out.
Yeah.
But it's also this crying ass.
Cafe Asia. That's what it was. Remember
on Ice Street?
That's the club it was.
That's where we went. That's Yes, a lot of things happened there.
A Brandy and Josie birthday.
Yeah.
And we were leaving it, and you cursed me out, and I was like, you want to fight me?
Yeah.
And you're like, you got other people's kids in this car?
That's when you said, you want to fight me?
You want
to
fight me?
I just want to go home.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
It was Cafe Asia. We had a conversation
this yesterday. This was like 12 episodes ago.
Remember.
Episodes ago.
Which is even yesterday we were trying to remember that when I was telling you about my girl. And how she used to like know all the promoters. Like, something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was trying to remember. And we were all red. It was a mess. I don't know. Out of the streets. And I was giving you express finance, I'm sure.
That's Cafe Asia and Umbrella. That Negro with an umbrella showed up. And you had another Negro inside.
Bitch, I was a fucking mess back then.
I was like, how does this even happen? Oh my God. What are we going to do? How do we get out of this?
Daddy was like,
Danita, what is you doing? This nigga upstairs in a Burberry umbrella. And you down here with this nigga.
I was like, oh my God, leave me alone.
So just go talk to him then. You see, I'm down here talking to this one. Go upstairs and talk to that motherfucker.
It's not an emergency. Jesus. Y'all. God protects fools and babies.
Which is why we're here with you today.
Hello.
This is why we're all here with you today.
Your favorite fool. Atlanta.
Real Housewives of. Okay, got it. Okay, so watching this episode, I had a lot of feelings about this episode.
You did.
I have no patience for adults who refuse to see themselves. Kenya and Marlo are both adults who refuse to see who they are.
I would argue that they are not adults. They are damaged.
Well, they're aged people who are living as children.
Aged people.
I was watching this show. I watched how Kenya scurried into that house and then pretended she didn't care for the attention.
Her whole life she's had to pretend that she didn't care.
Excuse me. Okay, great, I guess. That shit blew me so bad. Mm-hmm. I did not like how Kenya acted. I did not like how Marlo acted. I gave Marlo a little bit of the benefit when she went to Kenya and said, hey, Kenya, you know, oh, you're here now. Let's talk before you get on this, before we go on this trip. That bitch Kenya said, we'll see how it goes. Let's see how it goes or something to that effect. If it was me, if it was Wumi, who asked another adult being to have a conversation. And that adult being said to me,
you'll see.
I'm losing my shit. They're likely going to stop rolling. I'm losing my shit.
Not just Carlos King, bitch.
I'm losing it. Because who the fuck are you even talking to? What the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all are not the same. Marlo's trash, man.
Young Marlo, but then Marlo, the little bit of credit
opportunity,
the little bit of credit that I gave Marlo for being, I felt like acting like an adult to say let's talk, she lost it because she started running behind another adult person talking about, well, you know, you're going to talk to me, I'm going to make you talk to me.
Kenya, what reminds Marlo of someone who rejected her in childhood,
but she can't deal with it.
And Kenya is just so damaged from her mom rejecting her in general that she can't deal with it.
Any attention feels good.
Yeah, it's definitely something going on with Marlo that Kenya triggers her. because she makes everything about her. And she's focusing way too much attention on someone who is, you know, treating you X, Y, and Z way.
Yo,
it's too easy to let it go.
These people sat in a driveway for over an hour and a half.
Like children.
I want everyone to know that if it was me, if I was one of the people who wasn't Marlo or Kenya, I would have taken my ass inside the house. I'm already inside. Y'all do whatever the fuck y'all gonna do.
I'm asleep.
I'm in the house. I'm taking a nap. I'm watching TV. Sandwich. I'm drinking on the couch under a blanket.
I'm not begging you or you for us to go.
Are you kidding?
To gemstone mining.
Gemstone mining?
Bitch, I was with Candy on that. What is this?
What is it? It's something I would have done if we could leave in 15 minutes. 30 minutes, you pushing it. Why am I still sitting in this fucking car that's not going nowhere? It's not even a plane to say I'm going somewhere. I'm in the driveway. Where's my car? I'm about to go home. I'm going back home.
You would have gone home.
Fuck y'all.
I would have just gotten in the back of your car and not talked to you because you've been irritated for the first hour. At least we'd be leaving.
And then I would have said something to let you know that I'm ready.
Yep, I'm ready to talk now.
To be I'm ready to be a normal person again.
Fucking crazy.
Are we stopping for food? You want something?
Oh, you talking now? Okay.
As you lay in the back seat.
Sleep. Look, I'm irritated with you and it didn't even happen. That's so sad.
And look, I'm already driving, looking at you in the mirror. Like, look, this bitch just in the backseat sleeping on her goddamn phone.
I hope I'm some kind of chauffeur.
I hope the battery died and I'm not giving her the charger.
That's really petty. That's the worst thing about you. Married to medicine.
Another bunch of petty motherfucking bitches.
All right,
these are some petty niggas in here. Okay.
Are they?
Now, I have to admit that I respect Contessa's style. In that, I have to be specific. I respect that she was like, I'm doing this and I'm doing this with my chest. Right? So, okay. Hey, Heavenly, come on in. Yeah. I'm going to sit right next to you as I blast you for the things that you said that you felt like were behind our backs, that you know we didn't know you were saying. We're going to watch them together, bitch. Come on. Let's see. And then this bitch, Heavenly, is just over there cackling. That's what would have set me off. I can't even be cool no more. The fuck is you laughing at, bitch, with this hurtful ass shit that you're saying? What is funny? You guys see me.
Oh my God. It was a lot. I was proud of Contessa. Heavenly's a fucking mess. She's a mess and she's messy, and you can look in her husband's eyes and see the light has dimmed.
He is
performing because he doesn't want to traumatize his daughter.
I don't even think it's that. I think he's concerned for his own personal safety because he knows Heavenly is a psychopath.
Heavenly ain't gonna do shit then.
I don't know.
He had the real money. He can protect himself.
I don't know. Heavenly is the kind of crazy that will flip out. Like,
yeah, I mean, she is crazy
in the moment, you know what I'm saying?
But he knows we marry. So I feel like he's got like a safety deposit box for himself. Like he's got to be safe. He's got to have a plan.
No, I believe he has a plan, which is why he gives, oh, everything is great.
My wife is my only friend.
I love her.
I love my wife more than anything else.
That's the only person I need.
Because
he has to say,
God damn it, blink twice if you need help.
He has to say what is safe for him at the moment so that he can get to the safety point.
I hope he's got some bitches somewhere.
Do you really think that they're in Atlanta and this rich Dr. Q doesn't have bitches just waiting?
I hope he's got bitches.
bitches, intern something. Heavenly is just too much. You need an outlet. You need an outlet. I said it. You need an outlet. Oh, Dubai. I was like, Dallas? Is it R-H-O-D?
I don't want to watch this show anymore. It's not interesting to me. I don't see it. What is even happening on the show?
Fuck them. Ultimate Girls Trip. That's a show.
Now,
that's a motherfucking show.
You talked about this show enough that I decided, okay, I'm going to watch it because this lady keeps talking about it. She's so very excited.
That's a show for that ass. Guess what? That's gems.
Guess what? You weren't wrong.
Never am.
Let's not go too far.
I usually do pretty okay, I should have said.
Okay.
But that show is fucking incredible.
It was great. I watched a couple episodes on my own and most of them with you.
I want to interview you. Can I interview you about this?
Let's go.
Okay. Journalism. Okay. Who is the craziest to you? Who is the most unhinged, off the rails of all those crazy ass women? Who stood out to you as, oh, I don't know what this bitch is about to do when she starts talking?
Dorinda.
Amen. Dorinda. Okay. Who did you connect with most?
Connect with?
You didn't connect with anyone? Who could sit with you for lunch for 20 minutes? For 5 minutes? Who could you talk to in line at Starbucks?
Surprisingly.
Jill?
No, Jill talks too much. Jill talks too much. I do feel like Jill has a good heart.
She does.
I really do feel like that.
I can't believe no one wants to have sex with me.
And she got upset.
No one wants to have sex with me. I'm not talking at dinner. No one wants to have sex with me. What was that?
Of all the things to be upset about, girl. Phaedra.
Yes.
Phaedra won me over on this show.
She won everyone over. Casey Rose Wilson said, all is forgotten.
Phaedra really won me over on this show. And I'm glad that you encouraged it so much because I have a different perception of almost everybody. But I like Phaedra at the end of this show.
I like Ava.
I like Eva. I always liked Eva because she's beautiful, really. Not because I don't think I really knew enough about her personality or, you know, like how she actually acted or, you know, like how she acts, how she moves in the world. I don't know. But she was giving real chill on this. And then when things got a little spicy, she let you know. She gave warnings. I like that a lot. You know, I like that. You know, I like that.
And she told Brandy, you didn't hurt me, but you did confuse me. So I'm glad I know what you meant by now. I said, all right. Be clear.
She said something. Somebody said something that she said, don't try that in Atlanta.
They were throwing shit across the table at each other.
And I said, yep, I'm with you. I'm Eva. Ava. How do you say her name?
She's an Eva.
Eva.
But okay. There's a lot of Evas and Avas. And the spelling is interchangeable with the E.
Yeah, because if you just put an A in front, we know it's Ava.
Yeah.
Here we go. Them California bitches.
They all crazy. Orange County, Beverly Hills, they all crazy.
The one whose surgery didn't go well. What?
Taylor.
Is she New York or Beverly Hills? Where did she come from?
Taylor?
Yeah.
Taylor's Beverly Hills.
She don't belong with them Beverly Hills girls.
She was there because her husband was super rich. But he, you know, he was me. She was the one on the season when Camille Grammer was there. And she was like, now we've all said it.
Camille said that.
They agreed to not talk about Taylor's husband abusing her.
So everyone knew
They all knew.
So he was like repetitively abusive.
Yes.
Wow.
And I think like there was an agreement amongst some to not talk about it, but everybody didn't know that they agreed to not talk about it.
Oh, so shit. When
it came out, Camille was like, well, look, now we've all said it.
So is that why they were so like anti-Camille? Because she said that? Like, no, what?
Camille was an awful person. Camille was a mean girl.
Okay.
So she would pick on people that were happy. Like at the time,
because Kyle she was married to that man, but they weren't happy together.
Yeah, for her first season, she pretended that they were together and happy, and he was just away and on Broadway doing a show. But really,
wasn't he dating like a black woman?
Yeah, he had a girlfriend, and it was like a whole situation. And she found out because she went to visit him, and she was like, "I'm Mrs. Grammer," and he said, "No, you're not. Mrs. Grammer's she's not here. She's a." And so then she looked into it and was like, oh, girlfriend. And Kelsey was like, yeah, and I just really don't want to do this anymore. He was really cold. Like, even on those scenes that they did film together, he was really cold to her. He was not pretending for the cameras at all. But Camille was not nice. She was really mean and really bitchy and had all that money. So she was giving, you know, I'm better than you guys. I got this and I got that.
Okay.
My husband is Frasier, blah, blah, blah. But he hates you and he's not here. So, yeah, she got canceled on Bravo because she just wasn't likable.
Mm.
It was a mess.
Okay.
But I'm really enjoying these canceled bitches. Well, I guess it's over
together,
now.
Together, yeah.
Brandy has always been too much for me and she remains too much.
Way too much.
And she smacked Lisa Vanderpump. I was like, I can't do Brandy. She's too much.
On this show, I feel like Brandy knows what she's doing. I feel like she's calculated.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries people. And she wants to see how far she can go. She tried Eva very lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva made it clear, don't play with me like this.
This shit has really drawn the line between the white women and the black women.
Very clear. Very clear.
Because even the first season of it, the black girls were like, the white girls is acting fucking crazy. Don't come over here with this shit.
Don't do it.
Y'all wild, but don't come over here with this. We not gonna start it.
But we'll finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't trust her. I don't like the way she looks. I don't like it.
Do you know that Brandy says to this day that she didn't get plastic surgery?
First of all, I don't even like her hair.
She said,
it always looks nasty?
She said she had a toothache this season, and that's why it looked like she had fillers in her cheeks. She had toothache.
I don't like it. So yeah, she's not someone I trust. I don't like what she's giving me.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, I feel like Jill, you know, she wants to be in the light, but also I do feel like she's like a decent person. She just wants attention. She wants someone to like care about her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get with Dorinda. Dorinda.
Dorinda is a goddamn mess.
Dorinda is a mean.
Hey, what if your son died?
She is a mean drunk, and I feel like she hasn't been, you know how you used to tell me all the time, you haven't been punched
in the face enough. Yeah.
That's definitely a Dorinda issue. She needs to be like,
you know, back in the day, Dorinda was also like Princess Di.
To who?
Society. Like, she had the Princess Di haircut. She looked, when her younger picture, she looked just like her. And she was always in London with Richard. She had a very fabulous life, but it was cut off from her because he died.
Oh,
and she can't get past it. She cannot get past it. And she's angry. She's very angry about it.
They were right, because they said she's they said she's angry, and I see it.
Like, you're her from sad. New York because she just, it was too much of that every episode.
Yeah, like, it's clear that you're sad, but you don't know how to say that you're sad.
No, she does not.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. I did not like that
who's the fit lady, the fit white lady?
Tamara.
The way she played victim. I mean, I understand that that's what white ladies tend to do. So.
And Tamara is ultimate. Her name's Tamara.
Her name is Tamara. Her name is Tamara.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Vicky, I don't even really know what to think about Vicky. Vicky didn't even know that she was about to walk out the door crying. So,
Vicky told them, if I die today, tell everyone that I died sad.
What? Oh, when she was sick that day?
Yeah.
When she was laying in the bed?
Yeah. Vicky is crazy and dramatic and ridiculous.
And the way her kids did not care. Her kids did not want to be bothered with her.
They never did. I remember when they played that flashback yesterday, I fully remember when she came to surprise Michael.
And he was, that look on his face was like.
That's the way he always looks.
He did not give, even when he would come home, he'd be like, why are you here?
Every time. Remember Brianna had that awful white trash husband?
I was going to say, that's the one who was a nurse, right?
Mm-hmm. She had a terrible white trash husband.
Mm.
I don't know if we can say white trash since we're not white, but you know what I mean.
They know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was on this show?
Yeah, we hit everybody.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm,
all it seven did. Episodes.
Yeah, I'm ready for season three, bitch.
So I'm going to go back and watch the first season.
I'm glad that I have to pay $200 for my mirror to get fixed tomorrow.
Y'all, we were driving. We were driving back from Atlanta. And her passenger side mirror was just a shaking and a wobbling. And we were like, I've never seen this. I don't know what this is. And so both of us happened to look at one point and she was like, oh, is this fogged up?
It's gotta be fogged up. The mirror wouldn't just leave. It wouldn't.
Because it wasn't shaking anymore. It wasn't shaking anymore. And I said,
it calmed down and it got fogged up.
I don't think it's there.
And you know what? You motherfuckers don't know. You don't know how important that mirror is until you don't have it. Until
you do not have it.
I had so many almost accidents today, just from my waxing to work to coming back home to backing out the driveway when I left this morning. That mirror is important.
Do you want to talk about your wax?
Right now, I'm counting cars to my right and hoping I don't get in accidents when I move. We talked about the waxes. But yeah, today I had Destiny. She was my first time with Destiny, but she waxed everything. I am a
Don't say it.
Werewolf.
I knew you was gonna say it.
I am a hairy human. And so I got my face waxed, my armpits, and my legs. I was out of there in 20 minutes. And it was really nice. Like, just great music, great ambiance. It smells good in there. I love waxing with Aggie. I love it. So I'm going back on Friday. And we're just going to get another Brazilian.
What time is your appointment?
10:40. What time is yours?
I'll still be there. Mine is at 10. I'll wait. I got to go in the office, but... Oh, I'll wait till later. Still wait for you.
So that's what I got going. I was like, I'm going back to Destiny, man. I'm coming back on Friday.
I'm getting a Brazilian. I'm getting my underarms. I'm getting my legs done.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time. It is owned by an Afro-Latina. And it's a lovely business in Silver Spring.
It's beautiful in there, too.
I told myself I would stop putting niggas on because they always disappoint me. But I'm doing this again.
Also, that establishment is very serious because there are so many things that you have to sign and initial before you even go in. If you are late, you're going to miss your appointment and they're going to take your money.
Yeah.
And when you start to fuss, they'll be like, well, no, remember you initialed this. This is the piece that you initialed and this is the piece that you fucked up on.
Yeah.
So what you mad about?
I got on the beltway and an accident happened a few exits ahead. And like you have a 6-minute delay. So that sent me from arriving at 10:57 for my 11 o'clock appointment because I wanted to give myself
to 11:07
to like 11:03. And so I called as soon as I knew. I was like,
hey,
I have an 11 o'clock. My name is Nikki, and there's an accident, and now I won't arrive at 11:03. What is your late? What's your late?
Standards of
operation. Like, what is that? What's your policy? What's the policy for lateness? Like, should I just turn around and go home? Like, whatever. And so she was like, well, so she goes and she looks through my shit. And she said, well, this is your first time being late, and you have these appointments, which we can't accommodate, but this one you can't. Okay, so we'll make it work. You can still come.
Just said, this get professional. Here.
But bitch, I stepped on it and I got there. I walked in that door at 10:59.
Come on.
Because I was like, I'm not missing it. Guess I'm not missing it and paying for it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how I'm going to be on time, because I got to find parking too. The parking there sucks. So you got to leave time for that. Other than that, once you walk in, you're like, what is
it's beautiful. And I love that they put thought into the shit that they sell at the register. Like your accoutrement.
I didn't pay attention to any of that.
Oh my God. They have like the oils, the exfoliants, everything to aid you in
your experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Like anything that like causes dark spots or hurts your skin or anything like that. Like it's all there. So shout out to Waxing with Aggie. We need to have We need to have Aggie on here to talk about her journey. She's got a very interesting roller coaster as well. It's 11:41. You want to wrap up?
Let's go.
Good night, everybody.
Wrap it up.
That's wrapping up. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sarita.
This is Beads and Butter. Be sure to like, subscribe, and rate us.
This is the Beads and Butter podcast. This episode has been produced and edited by Vine Me Up Productions.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.